Mirroring the situation across Virginia and nationwide, the Fairfax Health District is experiencing an increase in pertussis illness, also known as whooping cough. Pertussis is caused by bacteria spread from person to person through the air. When an ill person coughs or sneezes, tiny droplets are released in the air that other people can breathe in. It spreads more easily when people spend a lot of time together or share breathing space. At first, pertussis can seem like a common cold. Symptoms for the first 2 weeks can include a runny or stuffed-up nose, low fever, and mild cough. After that, people may develop coughing fits, paroxysms, that can last weeks to months. During these fits, people may make a high-pitched, whoop, sound when they breathe in after a coughing fit. Vomit during or after coughing fits. Feel tired after the fit, but seem well in between fits. Have trouble sleeping at night. Struggle to breathe. Fracture a rib from coughing too hard. Babies may not have a cough at all, but instead gasp for air or have pauses in breathing, apnea, that are life-threatening and can cause the baby to turn blue. About 1 in 3 babies younger than age 1 year who get whooping cough need hospital care. Others who are at higher risk for getting very sick include people with weakened immune systems and those with moderate or severe asthma. The best way to avoid whooping cough is to get vaccinated, county officials said. There are 2 types of vaccines that protect against it, DTaP and Tdap. These also protect against diphtheria and tetanus. Children should get 5 doses of DTaP, including at least 1 dose on or after their 4th birthday. Preteen ages 11 to 12 years should get a booster dose of Tdap before they start 7th grade. Adults should get a booster dose of Tdap every 10 years and during every pregnancy. These vaccines work well, but protection fades over time, so booster doses are needed to ensure you are protected. Healthcare providers usually treat whooping cough with antibiotics. It is important to start treatment early to prevent medical complications and to help prevent the spread of disease to others, county officials said.